Hello, and welcome to the Slow Style Home Podcast. If you don't want a cookie cutter generic home, and instead you want a beautiful, meaningful home that's layered with personality, then you are going to be so inspired by the conversations we have on this show. We talk about why the environments we create matter and how to set up our rooms to evoke specific feelings and experiences that are right for you wherever you are in your life right now. I'm Zandra, your host and creator of the Slow Style Home Framework that teaches you how to make really thoughtful and informed decisions about your home rather than chasing current trends that may not last or staying stuck with rooms you hate, feeling overwhelmed with too many choices. Right now, when you join our monthly membership, the Slow Style Society, you'll get a personalized deep dive into your vision of what a dream home looks and feels like. And together, we'll come up with a plan on how to achieve that. If that sounds pretty awesome to you, go to slowstylehome.com and click on Join the Society for all of the details. I'll tell you a little bit more about it later on. Right now, let's just jump into today's episode. Hello, hello. I'm Zandra, your host of the Style Matters podcast, brought to you by Little Yellow Couch. If you've been listening recently, you know I've been on a creative brainstorming break, but hopefully you've loved the episodes that I've been releasing from the archives these past few weeks, handpicked for you because they are some of the best of the best. But now it's time for my big announcement. Well, it's big to me. I know I'm not the center of your universe, so it's probably not as monumental to you, but you still do need to hear this. Everything I've been doing with Little Yellow Couch and the Style Matters podcast for the past 10 years has been evolving toward my slow style philosophy, approach, framework, whatever you want to call it. It's the way I teach you and hopefully inspire you to create a beautiful, meaningful home without breaking the bank or hiring a designer or having to move to a new neighborhood. All of that is now going to be under the umbrella of Slow Style, including the podcast, which is getting a refresh and a new name, Slow Style Home. Why? Well, honestly, because for my own sanity, and maybe because I experienced a big dose of burnout. So I wanted to get crystal clear on what I love to do and how I want to help people. For a while now, the Style Matters podcast has been feeling a little bit disconnected from all of the other stuff that I've been doing, like teaching courses and running a membership and writing newsletters and blog posts and social media. And so it's been primarily an interview-based show where I'm talking with tons of people working in the interior design industry about what creating a personal signature style can do for us, how it can help our mental and emotional health, how it can help us cultivate relationships with the people we bring into our homes, and how it can energize us and even support our goals and dreams for the future. And over the years, those conversations, along with looking at how I've been teaching myself about interior design, has led to the creation of my slow style approach. You know, I've been talking about that here and there, and I'll occasionally slip in an episode about it, but not with any kind of strategic plan that would really help you implement everything. So going forward, I'm going to be doing more solo episodes about slow style so that you can put all of this inspiration you're getting from these designers into action. Now, that's not to say that I don't think the interviews have been valuable. On the contrary, I love talking to inspiring people doing inspiring things in the home. So that's not going to change. But I'm going to choose guests based on different aspects of slow style and how, without even calling it that, these designers are aligned with it and implementing it. But there's a second big reason why I'm rebranding everything under Slow Style Home. I have an exciting update. Back in October of 2022, so almost a year ago, I got really brave and announced on the podcast that I was writing a book proposal. Now, I'm someone who historically has played her cards close to her chest, because I'm terrified of failure, especially public failure, and therefore I usually keep my dreams and my goals to myself. You know, like if I don't let you know that I want to lose 20 pounds, I don't have to be embarrassed around you when I inevitably don't lose the 20 pounds, right? Maybe you could relate to this. Anyway, last year, as I said, I decided to get brave and just put it out there that I was going to try to write a book and get a book deal. And that was after a full year of already working on the proposal, and then it was another full year of continuing to work on the proposal. I'll tell you all about that at some point. But fast forward to now, and yes, you guessed it, I have a fantastic agent and an incredible publisher for the book. I can't say any more. I'm probably not even supposed to be saying this because I haven't officially inked the deal, but I can say that I have accepted an offer. So, yes, I am beyond humbled and excited. I'll share more about it as it progresses, but I'm telling you all of this now because the book naturally is also going to be all about slow style. So, that's the second reason for making it very clear that everything I do going forward is centered around the slow style framework and therefore the rebranding and the name change and all that stuff. As for the podcast in particular, you'll see new cover art, maybe you've already noticed it, and a new name for the show showing up in your podcast player. But all of the back episodes of Style Matters are still there, because it's not really a new show, it's an evolution of the current one. Now, if you're already subscribed to Style Matters in your podcast player of choice, you don't have to do anything, right? Your feed should just have automatically updated with the new name and the new cover art and all of that. But if you aren't subscribed and you don't want to miss an episode, you may have to search for the new podcast name just by, you know, typing in Slow Style Home into the search bar of your podcast player in case the Style Matters podcast isn't showing up in your feed anymore. And I would love it if you would subscribe, by the way. Or I think Apple Podcasts calls it, they call it following a show rather than subscribing to it. But anyway, it's the same thing. This helps all of those ridiculous algorithms used by the tech gods find the show and share it with others, get it in front of more eyeballs. And what helps even more is if you leave a review. So please go to Apple Podcasts or Google or Spotify or wherever you listen to shows and rate and review this show. You can say something about your listening experience up until now, or you can talk about what you hope to hear going forward, whatever. I do read them all, and I take them to heart, and I take them seriously, especially if you have feedback for me. And by the way, a huge thank you to those of you who have left a review recently. There have been a lot of you. I thought I'd end by giving some of you a shout out and reading a few of them. Just to show my appreciation. I hope that this isn't weird that I'm reading reviews about my own show, but I'm going to try it. Let me know what you think. All right. Valerie M. said that style talks have never been so thought-provoking. Zandra and her guests talk a lot about mastering the mix, which has been my favorite part of this podcast for the 4 years that I've been listening. Slowly and thoughtfully, I've transformed my home into a place I love being. Valerie, that makes my heart sing. And also, you can be sure I'm going to continue to talk about mastering the mix in the new and improved Slow Style Home podcast, because that's a huge issue that we all have is, you know, how to mix different styles, design eras, high and low, you know, not to mention how to mix in your IKEA stuff with your grandmother's hutch that you inherited. So yes, mastering the mix, we are going to continue talking about that. Design Love 777 said that they, quote, love that it's not just one style or one topic. Such a good mix of varied subjects covered that makes this applicable no matter what your design style is. Thank you, Design Love 777. I work hard at this. I absolutely believe that no one fits into a single style category. And we all are going to approach our homes based on our personalities and the realities of what's going on in our everyday lives. So yes, Slow Style is for anyone who wants to create a very personalized space, make spending purchases thoughtfully, and cares about sustainability, because ultimately, Slow Style will help you stop buying disposable decor. And this next review kind of continues with this line of thought. C. Gainey says, listening to this podcast has saved me money. I've stopped going to stores to shop for the sake of shopping and have learned how to use what I already have. I'm creating my style story and feeling good about it. What a light and lovely feeling that's given me back so much time. Oh, I do love hearing that you are saving time and money by learning what your style story is. Thank you. And I'll share one more. Third Rocky said that, quote, Zandra's podcast truly changed my life. She inspired me to take stock and make peace with my temporary, quote, five-year apartment living and realize that design really does matter. Your home impacts your outlook and your happiness, which in turn truly does impact everything else in your life, family, career, creativity, and your well-being. Thank you, Zandra, for making art and design approachable and a joy for all. Wow, Third Rocky, I am blushing, and I do want to make everyone realize that right now, whether you're renting or you own your place, whether you have a small kids or pets or you live alone, whether you have a small amount of discretionary income or plenty, you not only deserve to live inside beauty, you have the ability to create that beauty yourself, and I will help you figure out how to do that. So style does matter. And even though the name of the show is changing to Slow Style Home, I believe that style will always matter. Whew, thanks so much for listening. I am truly grateful for all of the support I've received from you over the past 7 years this show has been running. And I'm excited about all of the years going forward. And one last thing. I've also just uploaded a podcast trailer for Slow Style Home. Now, I've never actually had a trailer for before. I didn't have one for Style Matters. And as you can imagine, a trailer is supposed to be a preview of what to expect, kind of like a movie trailer. But I mean, I don't want to get your expectations up. It's nothing like a movie trailer in that there are no car chases or glimpses of famous people or clips of cliffhangers. But like a movie trailer, it does lay out what the Slow Style Home podcast will be all about. So if you're curious, be sure to check that out. Okay, I'm finally hanging up now. Or at least it feels like I've been on the phone with you going on, and I'm finally ready to let you go. All right, bye for now. Can't wait to be back in your earbuds with Slow Style Home. Thanks so much for listening. I know your time is valuable, and I really do appreciate you spending it with me. And please, please, please take a minute to leave a review for Slow Style Home wherever you get your podcasts. It honestly does help keep this show on the air, and your feedback is highly valuable to me. Have a great day, and I'll be back in your earbuds soon. Bye for now.